Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Hello, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is saying Requiescat in Pace, James Watson. So Dr. Watson, not of the Sherlock Holmes series, he was called to his reward on the 6th of November this year. I think he didn't believe there was a reward. I have a feeling he was an atheist. So that's him. Best known as being the person who described the double helix along with Francis Crick. And Maurice Wilkins is not so often mentioned. So way back in 1953, and then they were co-awarded the Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine. He wasn't a medical doctor, I suppose it's physiology. Now, I'm no scientist. So DNA, what I hadn't realized is DNA been known about in some form since 1869. It's only when James Watson died, or reading up about more about this, I thought we had no idea what it was till 1953. But it's the double helix. That was the real breakthrough then in 1953. So Watson was an American scientist from Chicago. That's where he did the earlier part of his university education, being awarded a Bachelor of Science and a PhD then at the Indiana University of Bloomington. I think he skipped the master's degree, studying in Denmark in the 1950s. And already in Denmark, the University of Copenhagen, you could do a lot of your study through English. And then he moved to Cambridge University, was working at the Cavendish Laboratory. And that's where he met his co-worker and friend, Francis Crick, who died about 20 years ago. But he worked at Harvard in the later 50s, the 70s. But he spent much of his career as director of the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory in New York, which is world renowned. So he also worked with Rosalind Franklin, who was a Jewish British woman who went to St. Paul's Girls' School. They're very proud of her. They're probably their only famous scientist, who died relatively young, who died in the 30s. A lot of people said that she didn't get the credit she deserved. She did a lot of the spade work. I think she died partly just as this was discovered, and the full importance hadn't been appreciated. Was it because she was overlooked as a woman in science and so on? So James Watson made this tremendous contribution to science and the Human Genome Project. We understand more about heritability, predicting whether, you know, babies were born with diseases and stuff like that. Some people say, well, people can start to manipulate the gene line. It can lead to genetically modified foods, stuff like that. Now there's talk about cloning. They cloned Dolly the sheep way back in 1997, Dr. Ian Wilmot, a Briton. And then about some cult almost 20 years ago claimed they'd cloned a human being, but this human being who was supposedly born, they've never ever revealed. So that was a lie. But I mean, scientists have said that it's not insuperably difficult. In fact, a bit surprising someone hasn't done it already. Should we clone people? I think not. I think, you know, one of me is too many already. So we shouldn't be allowing other unique individuals a chance and not just replicating there. Do we really want a billion Donald Trumps? Someone like him who could afford it would like to have them all over the place. Goodness. So there was a lot of controversy about him, he said, towards the end of his life. He got in trouble. Some years ago, he said that we shouldn't expect Africa to develop as much as the rest of the world and so on, that because DNA proves that they're less intelligent. Now people say that this pseudo-scientific racialism has been disproven, debunked comprehensively. Dr. Watson initially said the differences between average IQs between whites, black people and other races, that is consequent upon genetics. So social engineering education cannot close that gap. I mean, there's a huge gap. There's actually places like Hong Kong, if you consider a country with the highest average IQ, something like 105 is a mean average IQ. And there are places in Equatorial Africa, West Africa, where the average IQ is something like 65, is way, way too low. But there are other possible explanations. They're often doing this in a second language or beyond, using the colonial era language, the language of education, like French, English, Portuguese, Spanish, whatever, which obviously makes it more difficult. It depresses the score. There might be childhood malnutrition. It might be the mother was malnourished during gestation. There might be other explicative factors such as poor education, miseducation, and stuff like that. So Watson, he withdrew those, but he was heavily penalized. He lost some of the honors that had been bestowed upon him. People said this is completely unacceptable. He allegedly made sexist statements and was disparaging of Rosalind Franklin's contribution, and this disparagement possibly contributed to her being largely overlooked for decades after her death. So the revocation of the honorary titles bestowed upon Dr. Watson was meant to penalize him for his heterodox opinions. He'd said that race and genetics obviously closely linked, and that is determinative of people's academic and other achievements. So he's an outspoken humanist. He contributed to Bernie Sanders' campaign a mere $1,000. So that was him. So there he's died at a very great age. He was loaded with all sorts of honors, but he was a bit of persona non grata in the scientific community, really for political reasons. So he married for many, many years. He had two children. So he's finally died at the age of 97. And I've seen interviews with him when he was interviewed by Professor Richard Dawkins. Professor Dawkins said, well, don't you think it does it make us less happy? Religious people say that all this atheism is taking away happiness. He says, well, that's not true. I'm looking forward to a good lunch. I remember seeing that way back in about 1997 on what was one of Professor Dawkins' documentaries, was The Root of All Evil. I think it was an earlier one. And then I read What is the God Delusion by Professor Dawkins. He said later on, and we did. They did go on to have a scrumptious repast. So that is James Dewey Watson. Dewey as in from that surname. Well, so that's about it. Someone who's of a British descent, as in his family came from Glasgow and County Tipperary, brought up fairly religious, but eventually turned against it. But a very distinguished scientist who had his controversies. Some people thought that he was a racialist. Moreover, he said that duskier hued people, they are lustier. I have no idea if this is true or false. I'm just saying what he said, not saying I endorse it, because you know I've got no scientific credentials, no background in biomedical sciences. What do you think, James Watson? If it was wrong, should he have had these honors taken away from him? Say, however revolting his views are, there's no question that he was an outstanding scientist. He achieved a lot. Nobody can take away his contribution from him. It's preposterous to pretend that he didn't achieve what he actually achieved just because he said some contentious things, even some offensive racialist things like that. What do you think? I mean, I think that there should be no degradation of honors for saying things which are highly tendentious, even if people find them insulting, even if they tend to promote racialism. Obviously, racialism is rebarbative. There are people who take the Hans Eysenck view. You tell the truth without fear, without favor, popular or unpopular. You tell the truth. That's what science is. Because then we go back to having to issue some public recantation of facts like, say, that the world is not the center of the universe. We have to propagate things for ideological reasons. We have to remain silent about the truth. And surely it's following the evidence wherever it leads. But that's what the so-called racial realists say. Many people say they're simply racialists, and their actuation is a bigoted one. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7 on gmail.com. Goodbye.